Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
To listen or not to listen, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of Geoffrey James, or to take arms against a sea of Anspaugh and by opposing, end it. To change podcasts? To listen no more? And by not listening to say we end the heartache and thousand natural shocks that eardrums are heir to? 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To change podcasts? To not listen? To not listen perchance to hear, aye, there's the rub. For in that lack of review, what random show may come when we have shuffled our podcast app must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of being a listener. For who would bear the whips and scorns of loose rice in a bag? Jeffrey's moans, the proud Riley's contumely, the pains of what shook me, the Patreon cameo's delay, the insolence of Marty and the new office, the spurns that patient Denton of the unworthy Trenton takes when he himself might his quietus make with bare pottery for mother? Who would fardels bear to listen and enjoy under a weary life but that the dread of some other podcast, the undiscovered country, from whose record no listener returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear Jeff and Riley than listen to some other pair of LA or New York-based 20-something comedians that we know not of? Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale skin of chronically online podcasts, and comedy shows of great pith and moment, with disregard their listeners turn awry and lose the chance to hear. Review.
He sort of made the whole thing about himself.
Well, the whole thing being kind of like a really, really existential crisis of like, do I kill myself or do I stay alive and suffer? But like in suffering, that's still being alive. Or do I just end it all? And he's kind of turned that into, do I listen to this show or not?
It is sort of a matter of life or death. I didn't want to say it before. I've wanted to say it every episode.
It's so easy to not listen to this show. There's nothing easier than to not listen to this show.
I second that.
I know, but I'm saying, what's that?
I said I second that.
That's when you chime in?
Look, okay, this is something I want to bring up. I listened to the George episode, the Margaritaville episode from a couple weeks ago.
One or two?
Two. You think I'm gonna scroll back that far? And
okay, super fan, you're obsessed.
And I was like, you guys roasted him for not speaking quick enough in the intro, which is what you did to me on my first episode too. And I was just like observing there, and there wasn't a moment where I could have possibly chimed in and said something. And still, the moment I choose to speak, it's like, oh, now he talks. And I just want to say, I think you guys have a skewed image of how easy it is to get a fucking word in edgewise in the first 30 seconds of this show. That George nor I deserves this amount of, like, ire from you.
Ire?
I'm so, I
back
guess.
By popular demand already. It's been 3 weeks. Maybe our fastest repeat guest ever.
I am fast. Like 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, maybe. But, I mean, listen, everyone loves Daniel, but no one has become a fan favorite faster than this fuck.
Woo!
No, yeah. That's why you don't say it. You can think it, but you can't say it because he gets confident.
Ye Doggy.
Barfwell Evans.
What was that?
I said ye Doggy.
Are you trying to start like a catchphrase? Like you're trying to create merchandising opportunities?
Look, if
and you think yours is going to be Ye Doggy?
If someone wants to make a shirt with my face on it that says Ye Doggy, I'm not going to
So
complain.
You're not even going to profit from it or design it?
I think that I just want to give back. You know what I mean?
You just want to see it on the street and just kind of like nod.
Exactly. I don't need Ye-dogi. Money. I'm fine.
You don't need money?
No, I'm totally good.
That's not what you told me last week, brother.
Oh, come on. I just want to see my face in the world, you know, and my phrase.
Your phrase, ye doggy.
Ye doggy, yeah.
I took that to mean F-R-A-Y-S. Like, you were like, I want to show people my rougher side.
Oh, just, I meant F-R-A-I-S-E, the French word for strawberry, actually.
Yeah, I just want to show people my fruit.
Before we started recording, well, so Alf has been drinking a little Dunkin' Donuts.
A lot.
Alf did. Alf, we had a call the other day, as we're wont to do. I probably talked to Alf on the phone more than I talked to anyone else on the phone ever. Alf kind of let me in on a little like insight about his life, and I would love for you. I just want to see Jeff's reaction to what you told me about your coffee.
Sure. So I go to Dunkin' Donuts at least 7 times a week, and when Dunkin' rolled out an update in the app about 2 years ago now, they allowed you the opportunity to name your, like, frequent orders. But you couldn't name it just, like, like something you wanted to call it. Like, I couldn't just call it, like, my order for Mondays. I have to use, like, a pre-curated list that Duncan has. And so I chose to name my normal order, medium iced coffee, cream only, my yumminess. And I didn't come up with that. Duncan came up with that. Duncan said, would you like to name this my yumminess? And so every day I go into the app and I say, well, my yumminess, please. And I walk over and I get it. My yumminess.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my
when
yum?
You
that's
go
tough to
when you go pick it up? Do you have to be like? You? Do you have to say like? Oh, I'm picking up my yumminess.
No, I say where's pop?
Yeah, that
I say where's pop pop num num.
Okay, got it.
Where's Daddy-O's yummy yummy? Like, no, I just walk in and I grab it. That's the thing. It would be so easy to steal coffee from this Dunkin' Donuts. They just sort of throw it out on the counter, and I walk in and I grab it. Anybody could take my coffee. But they don't.
That's actually good to know. What area of Chicago are you in?
I will not be revealing that information.
He doesn't want anyone to take his yumminess.
It's like my yumminess is highly coveted and I don't.
I will say that this is the second episode you've been on.
Yeah.
The other one you also kind of started talking about Dunkin' Donuts, I'm pretty sure.
To be fair, I made him bring up Dunkin' this episode.
I didn't want to talk about this. Riley forced me to, put a gun to my head and said, talk about your yumminess. So here we are. What are you sipping on, huh?
This is really, really oversteeped tea.
Oh, iced?
Yeah.
It looks like coffee. It is so oversteeped.
It
looks like cold brew.
Cold brew.
It is cold brew. It is ultimately cold brew. I call that...
land it.
Come on.
I call that Daddy's bean juice.
Daddy's bean juice. All right. Disgusting. Stuck the landing.
Not really.
Today's my last day of COVID quarantine. I just got to put that out there right now.
In case you rebound, though.
Shut the fuck up. If you think I'm not thinking about that every minute of the day. I woke up because it's a little chilly and it's a little dry in our room. I woke up like congested and I'm fine now, but I'm like, oh, it's back. It's back. And Daniel's like, remember like how last night you said you'd give it a couple hours? Like if you felt like that and then you'd wait a couple hours. I'm like, I was a different person when I said that. And he's like, I believe that. So I gave it, it's been an hour since I said that and I'm totally fine. But
now that you've had it,
yeah.
Does it make you wish that you'd gotten vaccinated? Like now that you've, or,
that's a really good
or
question.
Are you like, hey, I had it and it was basically not that bad, so like it's fine that I didn't get vaccinated.
No, here's the thing. Like, if this is your first, okay, I was gonna say if you're listening to the show for the first time, if this is your first episode, that's crazy. But I don't want anyone to be confused. I have been 4 times vaxxed. Alfred is the one who's an anti-vaxxer.
No.
Alfred hates. Actually, yesterday, Alf got, or 2 days ago, Alf got his flu shot and his vaccine, but he got the vaccine in his right arm like a dumbass. And you're right-handed.
Yeah, well, it was a very quick decision. She was like, you're getting flu and vax for COVID. We need to put them in different arms so that if you're violently allergic, we can tell which one. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be allergic. I've never been allergic to anything in my life, but fine.
Nice.
I know, not to brag. And then she was like, which one do you want it in? And I was like, I don't know, I guess flu in the left. And every person I've told that to has immediately gone, nope, idiot. I could have told you that. Never do COVID in the right. You always do COVID in the left. I'm like, how has everybody else thought like really long and hard about this except me?
I will say that when I got mine, they were like, which one do you want in which arm? And I was like, well, which one, what do you recommend? And they were like, well, are you right-handed or left-handed? And I said, right-handed. They were like, then put it in your left. So you could have asked any question.
But it's because you got two, they didn't want to put both in the same arm.
Exactly.
Here's
what else I think is important information.
You made the wrong choice. Like, ultimately, that was your own fault. You made the wrong choice.
I walked up to the window at the Walgreens, okay? And I said to the person, she was like, how can I help? And I was like, oh, I was just wondering if I could get, like, a walk-in, like a vaccination. And she, like, goes kind of, like, not like pale,
cocks her head,
but like she like looks really like kind of like put off, like, oh, I was not expecting you to say that. She turns around, she goes to like the senior pharmacist in like the lab coat, and she just goes, can I give this guy a vaccine? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. We're doing walk. And I think what she meant was like, are we doing walk-ins right now? But the way she said it, I was really like, I am about to get a vaccine from someone who's never been trained. She's never done it before. And I'm not sure it's real. But that was still preferable to my last vax experience.
Is it cool I give this guy a vaccine?
Does it make sense for me to just do it?
Am I allowed to do this? Is it okay for me to go ahead and give this guy an injection in his arm? I might be bad at this.
I thought it was like, can I give him a vaccine?
And he
takes a look. Yeah,
I thought it was
like
a discerning eye.
I don't know. It looks a little peaky.
You think I look sick?
Peachy.
Yeah, I think you always look sick.
Huh. Like, sick. Like kind of like a skater.
Nope, not like that.
No, like you look like you have cholera.
Oh.
I was going to say anemia, but...
Cholera.
That too.
I hardly know her.
Guys, we're not here to talk about cholera. I know, Alf, you're obsessed with talking about it. You're literally obsessed with cholera. But that's not why we're here today.
Cholera
ID.
We're here
to talk about something...
That's what they call it when you get a test. They say, we got to give this guy some caller ID. Hello?
No, we're here.
You can see us.
Oh, I thought it was quiet in here, though. I thought it got quiet.
Yeah, it was a little quiet.
Yeah.
You thought it was what it was. You were experiencing silence and then said, I thought it was kind of quiet in here.
I don't know.
You said hello on a Zoom call. We're not frozen.
I don't know. You're
You're smiling, but I don't know if it's joy.
I fear mostly.
Yeah. We're talking, speaking of fear, capri
the
pants.
The overwhelming sensation is fear.
We're talking about capri pants. Everyone's been clamoring for us to talk about it. Can I just say, since we started the pod, people are like, review Capri pants. Capri pants. It's been like all we've heard. And so we thought, you know what? For the 166th episode, let's do Capri pants. Let's do Capri pants. It makes sense. Boys, I'm going to need you to talk to me about capris.
Alfred, are you often in culottes? David Sedaris style?
I really try as a rule to keep it either firmly above the knee or below the knee.
And how consciously are you thinking about that?
Very.
On a daily basis?
I don't find that, you know, dressing like a jockey for a man of my stature is flattering. So I think when I wear capris, historically, any kind of, you know, short-legged pant, I look like a giant child. I look like a newsie. I look ridiculous.
Newsie.
It's not. They're not for me. They're for the David Sedaris. It's like you don't want to see Hodor wearing a fucking pair of capris. So, you know, I tend to keep it. I wear short shorts and I wear long longs, you know?
You don't want to see Hodor wearing...
It's true. It'd be so alarming.
For people who don't know how tall you are, Alv, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1", so like very much like kind of tall, but not like crazy tall.
But I love how you're describing yourself as like, you're like, I'm towering. I am the biggest person you've ever seen. I am 6'1".
I think it's like a forced perspective. I don't know. Like, I think I come across as a lot taller than 6'1".
I think that's true.
I think people genuinely like ballpark it at like 6'3" most of the time.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
But people probably are undershoot.
You?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so it's probably right. Like people think you're like...
Everyone thinks I'm shorter than that.
No, I think you're tall. I mean, then again, I'm significantly shorter than both of you. But Alf, to me, you are a giant man.
Mm. Sort of Hodor.
sort of a Hodor type to
this
me.
Guy's desperate to come across like Hodor.
Yeah.
Jeff, have you ever donned, well, capris?
I did 3-quarter pants when I played soccer as a goalkeeper for the knees.
I was a keeper.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, you mean your brother's keeper.
Well, I kept him safe.
You played lawn Quidditch. You were a keeper.
Come on. No, I'm trying to relate to him for real. I really did. I was a goalkeeper.
I really think that I was a keeper.
If I search in my mind, I think I remember being a goalkeeper.
You played Quidditch at the College of Worcester. No, the at Boston University.
I did not play Quidditch. My roommate.
You're obsessed
did.
With Quidditch.
My
you
freshman
Quidditch.
Year roommate played Quidditch, and one time he went to the Quidditch National Finals in Florida, in like Miami. But he didn't tell me.
Have it in Miami?
He didn't tell me. He just left.
I wouldn't tell anyone that.
And so like I was like in the room and I was like, I haven't seen him in a few days. And then a friend of mine came into the room and was like, hey man, none of your roommate's stuff has like moved for like 3 days. And I was like, oh, I should probably notice that. And
Alfred.
I texted him and I was like, hey, you dead?
But
he wasn't. He was just playing Quidditch in Miami. So
here's the thing. If you text, hey, you dead to somebody who is dead, you're a suspect.
Incriminating his house. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just kind of just double checking your work. I loved a capri pant when I was probably between the ages of 9 and 12. I would say I wore a few
Your
capri
style
pants
was
in my
bad.
Day. My style was terrible, Jeffrey. I loved a fedora. Oh, I had a Roxy brand fedora.
Yeah.
I would wear capri pants. It was really tough for me.
I was about to say you loved a shirt that like was almost sleeveless but technically had sleeves, but you're kind of wearing that right now.
This is a short sleeve shirt.
They're so short on the sleeves.
I got this shirt for $2 in a thrift store in Chicago. Give
hey,
me a fucking
shout
break.
Out.
I know, but I want to see Anspaw in like a baggy vintage thing. You know what I mean?
That's like 80% of what I wear. not vintage necessarily, but it's like the amount of like baggy band shirts that I wear.
That's true.
Can you stop?
That's like
fighting.
I guess I mean today.
Right now, today is laundry day. It's the first thing I said when we started the Zoom. Because I've had COVID, literally my laundry is overflowing. I don't have any other shirts to wear. Doesn't fucking matter. Okay. We're going to talk about capri pants right now. Who wants to start? Do we need to take a break? I'm pissed. And this is not the energy that I wanted going into this episode.
Let's get you into a parka. Let's take a break. Let's get
you
into a parka.
I'll do what I like.
Let's see Alfred in a tracksuit, man.
Do we need to take a break or can we just fucking get into it right now?
I think I'm going to go.
No, Alfred, you stay.
Yes, ma'am.
Holy shit.
Are we breaking or what?
Let's take a break.
Fine.
We were on a break.
Shut up. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
So why did we take the break if you're still mad?
We took a break because we need to get paid.
That's true. And you're not even happy about that, though.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, I'm happy about that. But then I remembered that you came for my outfit today. And that's why I'm mad.
You didn't even talk about your capri pants experience.
I've said I wore them all the time. I fucking loved them. I thought they were the height of fashion. Here's the thing. You would do a capri length legging under like a dress. And that was like it. At the time, it was like what? Like 2008? It's like the dresses over leggings. Everything, honey. It was everything. So I'd have a capri. It was less like I did probably have like a pair of cargo capris, but it was very much like No, dude, it was tough. It was very much like capri-length leggings were it for me.
Let's talk trauma.
Absolutely.
What percentage of your guys' trauma comes from the fact that you either wore or knew of capris?
90?
Capris? Oh, interesting. Yeah. I was going to say none because they honestly made me who I am today.
And that's not informed by trauma?
I don't know her.
We do comedy.
I don't know her. I think we should kick into a review because I actually feel great about capris.
Okay.
I've never been sad, which I think is, like, awesome.
You are sad most of the time.
I think what's cool about me is that it's, like, I don't even know what anxiety feels like. It's, like, people talk about it all the time. It's, like, we read the BetterHelp ads, and I'm just, like, damn, that must suck to feel that way.
You should drink more coffee. That might help you feel some anxiety.
Huh. Who wants to kick us off? Sorry, I'm hostile.
We're an both on edge. Like, yeah, I came for your sleeves, but you yelled at us.
You yelled at me, and I didn't say shit. I was just here.
But, like, you're here. Exactly.
I can't do anything right.
This is 2 stars from Joy in Michigan.
What kind of capris? What's the brand?
Land's End.
Land's End? Land's End capris. Are they leggings or pants?
They're high-rise elastic waist pull-on capris. They look so bad.
From Joy?
They come in... The worst color they come in is rich camel, which is like a brown nude. I'm going to start describing my skin color as rich camel.
Wait, Alf, can we get a last name for Joy?
Behar.
Joy Behar, 2 stars.
2 stars.
Nothing petite about them. Crotch depth way too deep.
Oh my God.
Very soupy fit. I ordered 3 in different colors, sent them all back. Not just Land's End, but nearly all sites list items as petite when they are only short-legged.
Soupy fit?
I have to screen share.
Soupy fit. Jeff, you need to send me a screen. Oh, God. We need to put that on the Instagram. You need to send me a screenshot of that.
This is awful.
That's really, really bad. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Soupy fit.
It's a first looks on a wedding day. Oh,
what do you think? Oh my God, it's been the hardest secret to keep for 5 months. I've had this dress in the closet. I've been looking at it every day, just thinking about your face in this minute right now.
I would have also not talked about this.
What?
I'm so glad you kept it a secret.
Well, yeah, just because, you know, it's like, it's tradition. Bad luck if you see me in it before today, you know?
Has to be bad luck to see it, too.
Sorry?
Nothing. Let's just take the pictures, yeah. Let's talk about you, man. What did you say your name was again?
I'm Greg.
Greg, what are you... Let's talk about your life. Let's talk about what you're
Adam,
wearing.
Sure.
Adam, I love you. This is like... Sure. Can you look at me at least? Can you look me in the eyes? You're just staring at the ground.
I'll look
and
you
then
in
back
the eyes, yeah. I'll look in your beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, brother, can we get one where you're smiling?
Yeah.
You look pretty miserable in every pic I've taken, and I want one that's usable for her.
Miserable? For me? This is for both of us.
Yeah, sure.
I can smile. Can we, like, can you tell me when you're about to take the photo so I can smile?
Sure, I'm about to take the photo.
Sorry, Greg, I'm so sorry. Can we all stop for a second? What, sure. I feel like I'm out of the loop. What happened? Honey, you just, like, 10 minutes ago. I mean, it's our wedding day. We're getting married in 2 hours. This is one of those exciting. Yeah. So, I don't understand. Did I miss something, Greg? Did something happen before I walked out here?
I think you might have missed the tailoring session.
Excuse me?
Nothing. It's just say cheese, right?
Cheese. No, I don't want to say cheese. No, Greg, you don't have to say cheese. You're the you're taking the photo.
Can
I Greg, don't take the photo right now. Oh. I'm talking and I'm upset.
Oh.
What happened? Are you mad at me? Did I do something wrong?
No, why would I be mad? I'm a photographer.
Greg, I'm not talking to you, Greg. I'm talking to my fiance, my husband-to-be.
Sorry.
But are you mad, Greg?
No, I don't...
Yeah, a little.
Why are you mad?
The catering at this wedding is bullshit.
Greg!
Okay, easy, man.
Sorry, it's true.
Greg, that's my cousin. My cousin's the caterer.
It's also pretty expensive, and they are a pretty popular chef in the area. Like, what don't you like about the catering? Is it just that it's not the food you like, or is it the quality of food?
It's not the food I like.
What do you like?
Raw seafood.
No. Sushi. Yeah. Call it sushi.
No.
Zach, we didn't cater this for Greg. I don't care. Sorry, Greg. No offense. I don't care what you like.
No family discount.
We didn't cater this for you.
You said it was expensive and they're your cousin.
That's
no
actually
discount.
None of your business. That's none of your business,
kind
of
messed up for your cousin to charge you full price, all I'm saying.
I agree. She just, we make like $200,000 a year, so we have the money.
That's average.
What?
I said, yeah, that's a reasonable living.
That's, we're in the 1%. I've never described myself that way, but.
Yeah, and I'm above that, and that's fine. Like, we all just make different amounts of money. I'm not trying to, like, one-up you.
Greg, that's fine. I'm so happy that you have such a lucrative wedding photography business, but this is actually getting way off track.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything but
to talk about the dress.
Okay, great. So that's what it is. What is wrong? What is wrong? Why are you so upset?
Greg, in a word, we're talking about food.
Greg into this.
How would you describe the fit of her dress with a word?
You know, I've seen a lot of wedding dresses.
Yeah.
This one is pretty stewy.
I'm sorry?
It reminds me of stew.
Of stew?
Yeah, like
I would
my custom
say exactly
Vera
right.
Wang gown reminds you of stew.
I just don't buy that it's custom. I'm also a little frustrated because of how much money we spent on the dress. Like,
how much?
Greg, none of this. You should not know any of our finances. Greg, we paid you to be here and take photos.
It was like $10,000.
Oh my God, Zach,
well,
are you
kidding? Custom Vera Wang. That's
guys.
Pretty. Oh, you gotta steal.
I'm sorry, honey, but I feel closer to Greg right now because
we're
of
getting
dress.
Married in 2 hours. Okay, sorry. I don't use this language lightly, but screw you guys. I think I look like a beautiful princess in this dress, and I'm sorry.
You look
if-
like a clam chowder.
The dress is chunky. It's thick. It's like it just. It's like humid. The dress is humid. I don't know what else
humid.
To say.
The dress is humid.
Yeah, something about it makes me feel like I'm in a swamp. I hate it. It's ugly. If I were you, I would have probably asked for a refund months ago.
What's making me feel far from you
from
is
me?
That, yeah, is that you said that you've been looking forward to this. You know what I mean? Like, you've been trying the dress on, visualizing how it would go.
Of course.
I don't know how you thought it would go any different.
When I went with my girlfriends and my mom, everyone, when I had the final fitting, they all said, when I said, do you like it? They all said, yeah. Cut to the final fitting. What do you guys think? Do we love it?
Yeah.
My gorgeous girl is gonna get married in this.
Cut back. They couldn't have been more excited for me.
Then you need different friends. I don't know what else to say. Like, that's...
New mom, too.
That feels like a prank.
New mom? Greg, shut it. Listen.
Hey, Greg knows what I'm talking
no.
about.
Oh, my God.
In-laws.
Zach, listen up right now. Do you still want to marry me in 2 hours? That is what this comes down to.
Are you serious?
You don't want to marry me anymore.
I want to postpone this whole shabazz like a week so that you can get that dress changed.
We can't postpone it a week. We have had all of our friends fly out to Monte Carlo for our destination wedding. And you're telling me to postpone it because you don't like how I look in this dress?
I just have always pictured my wedding day and it didn't feel like this.
That is absurd. Greg, what? Do you have something to say?
Do you guys mind?
Please. Yeah.
Would you mind if I
took a stab at it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Made some alterations.
What? No, you please, are not yeah. touching my dress.
I'm
are you
just
kidding
saying
me?
I've been to a lot of weddings. I've seen a lot
so
of dresses.
What?
I photographed many a dress. I think I could clean this up.
Zach, would you be happy if
yes
our okay, fine. Then you know what, Greg, our wedding photographer, touch it. I don't give a shit. I hate this dress now. The memory, my memory good of this day is gonna be terrible.
Well, we haven't even started. Like, the wedding's gonna be
I've been
great
up since 4. I was in hair and makeup for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Then I had breakfast. Now I'm down here.
The makeup is great. I'm sure the breakfast was great.
Don't
it's the
doubt
dress.
That. Doubt the breakfast was great. But...
Greg, just do whatever. I honestly don't even want to be here anymore.
Okay.
Greg, what was wrong with the breakfast? You wanted sushi
it
for breakfast
also? It was
all
cooked, and not even a little bit of it was seafood. Okay, let me work on this dress, okay? A little off the top.
Greg, what's your normal breakfast?
Poke bowl. A little, a little bit got off the it top. A little bit
stop
off the
taking
bottom
all of it off the top.
A little in the middle. Go take that away. All this tulle. We got to get this out of here. Okay.
You're working so fast.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a cocktail dress now.
It looks fierce.
Great. Well, as long as Greg thinks it looks fierce.
What do you think, Zach?
It looks better.
Do you want to say
I don't want
stewy?
I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Because of this?
Yes, because of this.
Wow.
I am going back to the room. I'm going to drink 2 entire bottles of champagne.
That's
you,
too much.
You can tell.
You're going to be gassy.
I don't
You're
give a shit.
You're going to be gassy.
You can tell our friends and family that it's not happening anymore. Greg, thank you so much for your work. I hope you two have a wonderful day together. Eat all the seafood you want. I'm done. I'm
wait,
out.
Wait. One more thing.
What?
Can I just try one more thing to make the dress right?
Nothing
just
you do is going to change
shot
how I feel.
One more shot, please.
Fine. Do it in 5 seconds.
Whips out a pair of capri leggings. Just wear this under the dress. It'll look so good.
Nobody gets married in capris. That could be kind of fun. It's
I put
like
them
a costume
on
wedding.
I start glowing.
I get hard.
photo.
This is amazing.
Hey, what can I say? I've been to a lot of weddings.
Cocktail wedding dress over capri leggings.
See, and we like cut to just like browsing on Greg's like wedding photography website. All the guys are hard. All the women are in capris. All right, who wants to go next? Fockers. Oh, Alfred, before we get into our next review, can I ask?
Sure.
How many people have you fucked?
Not this again. We're not doing this again.
Well, I never got the answer.
Okay, financially, dozens. I've ruined people's lives.
And then sexually?
Psychosexually, dozens.
Nope. Not psychosexually.
Okay. So what I'm gathering is you're a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Yeah.
I like...
That's actually... That was me doing Alfred, by the way. You're a bad guy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to hear me do Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jorts. I don't fucking know. Like some bullshit, man.
Okay, this is me doing Alfred.
Okay.
This is fun. Let me put some peppers on this hot dog.
Because I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, this is me doing Jeff.
Okay.
Can I go surfing with that?
I'm not from California.
I'm not from Chicago. I just live here. I hate this.
Okay, this is me doing Alfred.
Okay.
Wow. It's the bean.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
Do you want to hear me? Now we're rolling. Do you want to hear me do Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got an addiction, and the only cure is more surfing. Did you like that? Was that pretty good?
That was really good. Okay, this is me doing Riley.
Oh
okay.
My god, I'm looking for my review. It's not immediately.
Sleeves longer than half an inch? No, thank you.
This is me doing Riley.
That's good. Yeah, let's hear it.
COVID vaccine.
I have a review for Hanes Women's French Terry Capri Sweatpants. This is 5 stars from IL Girl Dad, so we can just give this person a name.
No. That's their name. Okay, it's Ilana Leanne Girl Dad.
Okay, 5 stars. The title is Illinois Son-in-Law Done Good.
Hell yeah, shout out five Illinois.
Stars. Looking out for all the beautiful women in your life? Looking for something your incredible mother-in-law can wear for spending quality time lounging around as a family on the weekends? These will work just fine. Purchase as a gift just because. I did. Still waiting for my trophy. Honey, do you want to... Hey, come in the kitchen really quick, honey. I got a little, surprise.
Okay, sure.
Capri sweatpants just for you.
Oh, holy shit.
Whoa.
I've been asking for these for years and no one's ever got... Oh, you're so thoughtful.
Oh, yeah. I just figured, you know, just a little treat for my little sweet. It's not a big deal, actually, now that I think about it.
No, this is a huge deal. No one ever listens. I'm always dropping hints about, like... You know, last time we were all lounging around with the family, I was like, oh, I wish I had something more comfortable than these starchy capris. So I just like, you know, I actually got you a little something, too.
Oh, whoa. This is honest. I wasn't expecting a gift exchange. I just figured I'd do something nice for you.
No
so
way.
You really didn't have to get me anything.
Well, great minds. I wasn't expecting this either. I thought I was just getting you something. So this is really kind of exciting.
Well, give it here, Malfoy. Watched Harry Potter with the boys last night.
Oh,
good time.
God, the boys love that film. I don't like it. Witchcraft, but here you go. It's a trophy. Best husband of the year award? It's for you.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet. It's like the ones you get in the airport. That's really nice.
That's really something.
Well, thank you. Listen, I don't do this to get any kind of...
No.
Trophy or anything. I just do it because I love you. I hope you don't think that I'm just doing it to get something back. That's not
all right. Can we stop? Listen, I said let's role play your guys' last argument, and I feel like you guys are on your best behavior in front of me because I'm your therapist, and that you haven't even gotten into the issue, which is that you guys have been defrauding each other. So that's obviously a point of tension that we need to talk about. I don't think that this happened the way that you're acting it out. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know why you would accuse me of lying in therapy, but I guess if I cast my mind back, like, sure, maybe it was a little bit more fraught than we're making
cut to
it
how
seem.
It actually happened.
Linda, in the kitchen now.
But yeah.
No, come on. Don't pull that shy little lamb routine with me again. I got something for you.
Okay. What is it?
I throw an Amazon package at you, but it's like the kind that's just like wrapped in plastic.
Oh!
Here. Oh, no, it didn't hurt you. Come on. Not with that again.
It didn't hurt me, but it surprised me. Let me tear into this.
It's a present. You can be happy.
I'm just like, this isn't how I wanted a present.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't give you a present in the right way.
Thank you for apologizing.
I mean, no, that wasn't a real apology.
Get back to therapy.
So as you can see, she never actually gave me the Best Husband of the Year trophy. She got mad that I gave her capris in a way that she didn't like.
Well, you didn't let us finish the roleplay, Bobby.
No, our therapist cut us off.
Can we, doctor, can we show you the rest?
I am not a doctor.
It just makes me more
you
comfortable.
Keep calling me that.
To well, think okay. of you that way.
Like, I think Linda will be much more comfortable and happy if we finish the role play.
Thank you.
Linda, you haven't had a lot of space in this session. Well, how are you feeling in this moment?
I feel kind of like when Bobby threw the package at me. I feel
I didn't throw a package at you. I
was the package
it.
Heavy?
No. It was a pair of capris. Okay. I mean, it barely weighed anything, but, you know, it was the surprise. And I guess I feel blindsided by this whole session.
Well, what did you... Sorry, now... What did you expect? You guys signed up for this. I'm sorry to be accusatory.
Yeah.
What blindsided
Why are
you
on his side?
I'm not on his side.
Famously, he's not on anybody's side. That's how couples therapy works, Linda.
Linda, if anything, I'm on your side.
Thank you.
See?
I thought that this was going to be like a birthday bash.
What?
You got me the capris was a birthday gift.
I got you the capris just as a nice thing to do.
But Linda, do you think that anytime someone gives you a gift, it's your birthday?
Yeah. Like, it's for my birthday.
Linda, your birthday is in July. It is November.
But sometimes you have to celebrate early or late if people are busy on your actual day.
Doctor, can you see where the issue is with us?
I can't.
You've never...
You're the only couple that I don't understand what's happening.
You, doctor, you've never had a party a week or two early because it's like people are busy on your actual birthday?
I have celebrated my birthday not on my birthday. What you're describing is your partner gave you a gift several months after your birthday, and then in the moment you thought that that was your birthday celebration, and then now several days after the birthday gift you're in therapy, which you thought was going to be a continuation of the birthday celebration. I've never even heard of that.
Well, you've summed it up pretty well. I mean, that's how I feel, and I think I'm justified in that.
Can I ask you guys how's just because it's an important part of any relationship, and oftentimes
God,
when there's
go.
Not
I know what you're going to say.
And we all know where you're going.
I know where you're going
it's
with this.
It's often... How is the sex?
We go at it like animals, doctor. That is not the issue. We are feral in the bedroom.
Bobby, please. Linda.
How to put it? Bobby makes me feel degrees of ecstasy that I didn't know it was capable for a human to feel. The pure erotic energy that man exudes.
What I tell you.
You know, I can barely keep my capri pants on. So there's certainly no issue there.
Okay.
And we're always open if you're interested.
No, I don't like him.
Really?
No, I mean, he's sitting here telling us he doesn't understand us. Well, then, so why are we paying you, man?
Yeah. I'm going to try and figure it out. Also, that was never on the table, but thanks for saying
it. Well, I put
that,
it on the table. It was on the table. I put it on the table.
It's, yeah. All right.
If you're into it, I'm just saying.
You never asked my opinion, Linda, which is a common theme, doctor, if you want to write that down in your notepad. She never asked
It sounds like you guys have explosive sex and nothing else in common.
I love Harry Potter. She does not.
She doesn't like wizardry or whatever.
She doesn't like witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
It's offensive to her.
Yeah, okay. And I love studying the word, and, you know, he loves Lord of the Rings, you know?
Okay, I'm going to shout out a series of things, all right? I'm like you know, food, music, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And you guys say what you like, what your taste is in that, and we'll see if any of them are commonalities or if they're all just polar opposites. All right, music.
Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen.
Metal.
Okay.
That's the kind of music you like, Linda? You only like the song Hallelujah sung by Leonard Cohen?
Well, you know, written by a lot of covers of it. You know, you'd be surprised how much mileage you can get out of one song when it's been covered 100 times.
Do the next thing.
Food.
Pasta. Give me, just load up those carbs.
I like spinach.
Spinach?
Sorry. I don't know what happened. I meant spinach.
All right. Home decor.
Maximalist. I'm kind of a crazy guy.
I like eggshell walls.
Okay. Time with family.
The most important part of the day. Every day.
The most important part of the day. Every day.
There we
well,
go.
I'm sorry for tearing up. It's just like, it's pretty powerful when you agree on something with the one you love.
And then, so how do you guys each define time with family? You know, is it like quality time, like maybe doing something that you guys like together, cooking or something, or is it like something else?
Hot tub?
See, this is where we kind of have a little impasse, because I really like making a meal together, maybe watching a movie, maybe we'll go to the aquarium or something. And Linda only wants to spend family time when we all hot tub together.
I think it's nice, Bobby.
I know you think it's nice. You think it's so nice that that's all you want to do every day with our sons and me. And we don't want to be in the hot tub every day. I also don't think it's good for our six-year-old to be in a hot tub every day.
Oh, come on. When I was his age, I was spending 3-4 hours a day in the tub, okay? He can handle an hour or two.
Doctor, do you think we're going to make it? I really want your honest opinion, because I know you are one of the most expensive sought-after couples counselors in the tri-state area.
It's really not my place to make judgment calls like that. It's really just my job to facilitate conversation between you guys.
Okay, well,
right?
If you had to make a judgment call. I know it's not your job, but if you had to make a call.
Over-under.
Over-under our marriage.
Over-under. You taking the over, you taking the under?
Well, you can't really do an over-under when it's like this or that. That would, because then one of the over either has to be staying together or breaking up, and then it's just, you might as well just say, answer the question outright.
Sure.
So then do it.
So then do it.
I think, yeah.
Really?
We make it?
Yeah, because you guys argue a lot.
Absolutely.
Bobby, I don't think you should throw anything at Linda.
Oh my god, I didn't throw it. The package weighs like an ounce. I just tossed it, and she said that it hurt her, which it didn't.
But ultimately, you guys have an unbelievable sex, and that's worth the world. And also, you guys
she admits that it didn't hurt her.
I was just being, I was being dramatic. It didn't hurt at all.
And then this is what I was going to say, is that you've still somehow managed to alienate me. So you have enough in common to be a united front against others. So
I'm getting sick of you. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Linda.
What? You married?
No.
So you don't know shit.
Linda.
I'm just saying, after you've been married for 40 years like we have.
Wait, 40?
Yeah.
Did
you get married before you were 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the 70s. Things were legal differently.
Okay.
Yeah. We were both 15 and very much in love.
And we have a 6-year-old now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you said you had 3 kids. So how is that the oldest?
The 6-year-old? No, he's the baby.
How old's the oldest?
38.
38.
Okay, so you were teen pregnancy. Sorry, I can't believe this didn't come up. You guys had a kid when you were 17.
Sure did.
And then you didn't have another one until you were, what, 60?
We decided to space it out a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we wanted them to have their own lives, independent of
each
other.
You don't want to have them back to back.
No.
Couldn't put Linda through that. Our firstborn is a tank.
Yes, he came
out. You ever seen Game of Thrones? Very much like a Hodor type of guy.
Hodor type,
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
He ripped her open.
You've never seen The Thrones?
I think you guys might need a new therapist.
Doctor, I need you to get out of the room because I need to have
no,
my life.
You can't do that right here. Now. Come on. I was worried that was going to happen.
Get out, doctor.
Okay. Or stay in. Or stay in. Or stay in.
Rip these capris off her right now.
Okay, I am releasing his clients. Maybe I'll stay because of that. Let me see this huge vag.
You are no longer my client, but I need to see that huge badge.
Releasing you as a client, and now we can have sex.
That's very...
Well, at least you're ethical about it.
Yeah, very ethical. I appreciate that.
All right, do we have time for one more? Do we have another review? How do we feel?
I can do one.
So I can do one. This is me. Okay, I'm going to do Alf right now. I can do it. I can do it.
It's not what I sounded like.
Here's me doing Alf.
So you guys were giving each other dabs for each one you did, and I do mine, and then nothing.
But ours were
yours are mean.
Yeah, we
were. What the fuck are you talking about?
Ours we were doing a bit.
Yeah, but you were really
okay. Here's me doing Jeff. We were doing a bit.
Come on.
Yeah, that's mockery.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Riley's been mean this hour. Okay.
This is. I'm doing the same thing. Here's me as Jeff. I'm Jeffrey James. My hair is getting long.
See, that's funny.
I really liked that one.
Okay, yeah. Here's me as Alf.
Okay.
My yumminess. Oh, I love my yummy tumminess. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like when it's that one's a little too real, I guess.
Here's me as Alf. I have a review. I can do one.
Okay.
Well, now it's just not a good impression.
Oh my god, just read the review. I can't do anything right.
Okay.
Can't wear my sleeves right. Can't wear capris right. And now I can't even...
No one
even,
said the second one.
I can tease. I can't even tease
and it
right.
Set you off.
So just...
Which been, is such a small thing.
I've been nothing but a peach this episode.
You took a break. You took
we
a break because
to.
You were angry.
You got so mad you forced us
we
to
We had
stop.
To take a break for an ad. I didn't. That wasn't me being like, I need to step out. We had to take the break to make money, honey.
Okay. I'm going to read my review now.
Okay.
I respect that you were getting the bag, you know?
This comes from Carol L.
Get it? Because that's what Riley said I fucking
you
sound
fully
like.
Fully cut out.
Oh, I went so high. My falsetto was really strong.
This one's from Carol L.
It's gone.
Still you're doesn't come through. That's really fascinating. No.
Not really.
What's the review for?
From Carol L. It's for capri pants.
sorry, what the hell was that?
That was me trying to go high, but not so high that it would cut out.
This one's from Carol L.
Which is what Riley thinks I fucking sound like. It's on from Amazon.com. It's capri pants. You know, I lost what the actual kind of pants were.
That's fine. Carol Lombardi.
Say yas to these pants. There's like 5 A's, like 10 S's. These pants are as fabulous as you think they're gonna be. I'm tall, so they're an inch shorter than I'd like, but still so much fun. You'll get a ton of compliments from strangers and friends alike. The fabric is thin, so I'm worried the pants won't hold up forever, but I won't be wearing a statement piece like this super often because it's memorable and won't go unnoticed if I wear it every other day, like my favorite jeans. Just be careful on stairs because the skirt part will drag and trip you. 5 stars.
A skirt? The skirt part. The fuck? Hey, I'm so sorry. I hope this isn't weird. I just saw you walking down the street, and I just had to say something. Your pants, your capris are incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Could you? I hope this isn't weird. Where did you get those? Can I? I would love to cop me a pair.
Oh. Yeah, these are just from Amazon. I don't really
no
feel...
No way!
Yeah, I don't really feel comfortable telling you exactly where, though.
What?
You know, it's just like a statement piece like this. It's like, it loses some of its charm if everybody's wearing them. So I'd like to keep that information to myself.
Oh, all right. Well, Have a good day. Sorry to bother you.
No, you're welcome. Have a great one. Love your hat, by the way.
Thanks.
Really nice fedora.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Sorry, can I just ask, I don't know if you're local, but where is Rodney Street?
Oh, yeah, Rodney, it's just around the corner. So you're on Central right now. You just need to hang a right at the intersection, and you just walk about a block, and you'll be right there.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And also, nice, I have to say, just nice pants. I like them.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you where I got them.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't going to. I don't like them that
much.
No,
I know, I know. It's just like they lose their charm, I guess, if everybody's wearing them. But thank you for.
Right.
Thanks for liking them.
Okay. Well, thanks for the directions.
Yeah. What do you need on Rodney? I take it you're not from around here.
Did you say what do I need on Rodney?
Yeah, the street. What are you getting?
I don't really feel comfortable telling you that.
Oh, that's valid. I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have a great day.
Yeah, see you, man.
Yeah, sure.
Little kid runs up to you. Excuse me, mister, I can't find my mom. Can I use your phone do you have a phone I could use to call my mom?
Yeah, I have a phone.
Use it to call my mom?
Just give me one sec. I need to.
Oh, okay.
I just need to wipe my Amazon.
Well, oh, I'm not going into Amazon, mister. I just need to use the phone to call my mom.
I know, but I would just feel more comfortable if I had a sec to wipe it just in case you looked and tried to find out where I got my pants.
Your pants? Sir, I it's getting dark out, and I really need to use your phone to call my mom. She's probably worried sick about me.
Sport.
I promise I'm not going to go into your Amazon.
Here's the thing, bud, though. If, you know, little guy like you, like, these pants would look like normal pants on you, and that could kind of be a look in of itself. So I really think that I just need a sec to wipe my history.
I'm not thinking about the pants. I'm thinking about if I'll ever see my mom again.
Okay. Someone's being dramatic. How about if I just call her for you?
That also works. Thanks.
Okay.
Here's your number.
You have her business card. That's interesting.
I always keep one on me.
She's a judge. Nice. Good for her.
I don't actually feel comfortable with you looking too much into my mom's life. I just really need you to call her.
Oh, that's so valid. That's so valid. Give me one sec. Dial's the number. Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, I don't really feel comfortable telling you that. I have your son, though.
I'm fucking sorry.
Hi, Mom!
Where the fuck are you?
I'm 3 blocks east of Rodney.
I'm coming to get you right now.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to wait with him or?
Get out of there.
Me?
Yes, hang up the phone and get away from my son.
You want me to leave your son alone on, I mean, you know, we're 3 blocks east of Rodney. Down, I mean, you want me to leave him? I'm from a judge. Fine.
Mom going. Shows up.
Mom, oh, thank God you're
here. Thank God you're okay. Yes, let's go, let's go.
Well, I just want to say thank you to this man for waiting with me.
Yeah, I decided to stick around.
Thanks for calling my mom on your phone.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know what? I actually appreciate it.
Yeah.
What was your name again?
You...
I know you didn't want to tell me on the phone, but, like, now...
Sure, you can...
I don't need it, I guess.
Jane, I guess is my name.
So that's not your name.
Well, it could be. Why do you need my name?
I don't need your... You know what? Forget it, man.
I'm just
saying... Thank you for giving my son...
If I give... Here's my fear, okay?
Oh, my God.
I give you my name.
Okay.
I say, my name is, you know, Jane D. or whatever. Not okay. My real name.
Jane Doe.
Yes.
So it's a fake
exactly.
name.
And you go to Amazon and you
so,
go look
what?
At Capri Pants and you... Control F, Jane D, you find the review that I wrote, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a news story, local judge has best pants ever, and now I look like a fucking copycat fool.
Well, okay. He's swearing up the wazoo, Mom.
Yeah, please don't swear in front of my kid.
That's valid,
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure the default name on Amazon is Jane Doe mm-hmm. for leaving a review. So Control F, Jane Doe wouldn't work. Also... Your pants suck.
I'm sorry?
I don't like the pants, so you don't have to worry about that. I just wanted to know what your name was so I could thank you, but forget it. And thank you for keeping my son safe.
I'm taking the kid back.
What did you just say?
I'm taking the kid back.
Oh, I want to go with my mom.
Nah, bud, you're coming with me until she says the pants are cool.
Mom, just say the pants are cool.
Come on, Mom, it's pretty easy.
Mom, are you kidding me? You're gonna let me go away with this stranger? We don't even know
his
name.
You're putting me in a really tough spot.
We don't even know his name. Just say the pants are cool.
What if his name is Jane Doe?
I don't care. Just tell Mom, I want to come home. Just tell him the pants are the coolest pants you've ever seen.
Here's what we'll do.
Oh my god!
The pants are yours, which is good. Can I have my son?
I need a little bit more.
I think the pants are amazing, mister. Will you let me go with my mom?
I'm sorry, chief. Gotta come from the horse's mouth. Come on,
mom,
judge.
Please. Mom, just tell him you love the pants.
The kid's begging, Mom.
Mom.
I like...
No, tell him you love him.
The fact that the pants... are a neutral color.
Okay. Closer.
Mom, I'm so tired. I want to go home.
And that.
Yeah.
I don't own them. Which you also like.
I do like that.
Because. Yeah.
Wow. You didn't become because a judge for nothing, huh? That was a pretty good little mental trick you pulled on me.
Can I have my son?
Can I go home now?
Yeah, you can have him.
Thanks.
Cut to 2 months later. The front page of the local paper. Local judge has best pants ever.
Motherfuck. I knew it.
The photo, she's kind of like smirking.
I pull out the business card. I'm gonna get that boy back.
I want to get that son.
That's going to be my son.
All right, should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
That's going to be...
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm sorry, I just had something just like... just something about... I just need to say something that I just like...
okay.
That really floored me just then.
Sure.
When you said, that's going to be my son, I was like, yeah, Capri's son.
Oh, that's good.
And then I was like, why the fuck is it called Capri's son?
Because it's like the sun in Capri, Italy.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I never knew that either. And is that why the pants are called that as well? Are they from Capri?
Maybe.
Capri pants etymology.
Look that up for me. Huh?
Yeah.
Google
it. Do you mind if I take my time? Segment? Haven't even gotten to the last segment. This episode's so long.
Do you mind if I take my time in Googling it, or do you want me to do it fast?
Do it now.
Alfred?
No. Don't ask him. Ask me. Nope.
Thank you.
Why do you need his opinion?
Sorry, hang on.
Are you shitting me?
To slow down your Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. Let's do the last segment.
You got somewhere to be, man?
Yes.
Oh. Cool.
Capri pants. No, they are from the Italian Isle of Capri.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Good to know.
This took me all week long. What's been shaking that rump, Jeffrey?
Disgusting.
Glad you asked.
What's been shaking that thing?
Oh.
I have been enjoying...
Okay, so now
are you kidding me? I actually have one.
Okay, go for it.
I've been influenced. What's been shaking me is that I have been influenced by an influencer, and I bought a product. I've been influenced. I bought two different kinds of Chamberlain coffee beans.
I love Emma Chamberlain.
I'm really excited. I've seen like one Vogue vlog she did in her Architectural Digest. But listen, Chamberlain Coffee got a full rebrand, and that shit got me. The marketing is really, really good. And I have seen, it's like she seems like she knows a lot about coffee, and I've been looking at reviews. People are really digging it. And so I got the Social Dog blend and the Night Owl blend, both whole bean. And it should be coming in the next couple days. And listen, like, I'm a sucker for really good marketing. And they got me. I was influenced. And I'm not influenced very often. And so that was
huge.
About
that time I got you to try poppy tea?
What?
I was like, the cool kids drink this. And then you did it and no one else did. And we all kind of laughed as you zoned it out.
Oh, like poppy, like pop, like.
Like opium or something?
Like opium?
Yeah.
Like when you and I went to the opium den and no one else came with us?
No, it was just in my living room and you drank opium tea while the rest of us chatted and gabbed.
Well, I guess that was the other time I've been influenced for sure. But I think because that was so harrowing, I'm like, oh, never again am I going to be influenced like that.
Learning experience. That's cool.
But I'm excited because I'm a coffee girl and I hope the beans are good. They might be bad, but at least the bags are really fucking cute. I'll update everyone once I get them and taste it.
She's one of my celebrity crushes.
She seems cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to be her friend.
Yeah, friend probably.
She's way cooler than me.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I just think
so. I want to be cool by association.
11 million followers. Coffee 16.2. Empire. Really?
Yeah.
You're looking right now.
The only people that she follows are me and Chamberlain Coffee.
Seems like you got
either
a decent
of you
shot.
Do either of you have your what shook me yet?
Jeff, you go first.
Oh my Christ.
Thanks, Alf.
Yeah, of course, man.
I think what's shaking me, God, this is a toughie. Do you guys mind if I take my time with it, or do you want to stash?
Oh my God.
This is a dumb one, but I do want to get a hair clip.
Ooh, I love it. What kind?
What do you mean?
No, I mean, like, what color? Do you have, like, a color or style in mind?
Oh, I want to get, like, a checkered one.
Yeah, dig.
Alf?
I've
had so much time, Alf.
I know. I'm, like, I'm having sort of a Kaiser Soze moment where I'm just, like, desperately scanning the room. Like, what item in here can I center this on?
Anything, literally anything.
I
take your time.
Thank you. I was gonna say something, but now that you've said that, I'm gonna hang back. I recently purchased. They are just arrived, like 30 minutes before this recording. I tried on one of them, but I haven't tried on both of them.
Banana hammock.
Nope. Yes, my new thong. it's my first ever pair of Dr. Martens.
Ooh.
Doc Martens. You know, I didn't grow up in Chicago. Fact that Jeff seems to forget every time we talk. And it's okay, I forgive you. And I need like a mid-weight boot. You know what I mean? Because I have like heavy snow boot and I have like normal shoe, but I needed a mid-weight boot.
You have normal shoe.
And I'm excited for this to be my mid-weight boot addition
to normal
shoe.
Well, I have boot and I have normal shoe, but I guess I'm looking for boot.
Midway,
like,
boot.
Midway boot. Midway
airport boot. So yeah, I guess that I'm really excited to put those on and walk around and be, you know, even a little bit taller than normal. Because they have
what color?
Black. I got this the standard like 1460, just like run of the mill docs. You know, just like if it ain't broke. Sorry, I was trying to do a call and response, but you guys really fucked me. If it ain't broke.
Well, you can also just say if it ain't broke. Like, that's like an abbreviation of that phrase that people use all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess the intonation with which I said it really was begging for, like, if it ain't broke.
And that's fine. Well, Alf, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Head and hands.
I'm fucking exhausted. This was exhausting.
Thank you so much for coming on. You're here, and I guess that's all we can say. I would say like it's been a treat. It's been so much fun having you, but I don't know. I guess it's like you don't want to overdo it sometimes.
Yeah,
guilt the lily.
Who hurt you earlier?
Me?
You?
Yeah. Oh, me? That's fair.
You. With the sleeves thing.
Sorry.
No. Guys, I think what's been really fun about this episode is that like I don't know if a lot of people get this, but I've been kidding. I've been kidding. I haven't actually been mad. And I know I tricked you all. I know I have a BFA. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, Riley's pissed at Jeff and Alfred. Oh my God. Will their friendship recover? And nothing's changed. I'm
this
actually not that. It was a joke.
So much worse.
So much worse.
This is like, this is just, it reeks of somebody desperately trying to be like, I was kidding. I wasn't mad. I was just joking, bro. Like, I don't know why everyone thought I was upset just because I was crying and yelling.
Alf, anything to plug?
My ears every time you talk.
God damn it. Jeffrey, you can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review, Twitter at Review Review Show, Reddit r/ReviewReview. And Alfred, what's your social?
Yeah, I do want to, I actually, that reminds me of something I want to bring up.
Yeah.
I think Riley probably knows what I'm going to say. You know, last week I talked about my, last time I was on 3 weeks ago, I talked about my accident where I got hit in the head with the axe and that I'd made a post on Instagram and Riley was talking about how she saw the post I made like from the hospital and that was like how she found out and like all this stuff. And, a number of you listeners went to my Instagram, liked only that post from 2 years ago, didn't follow, didn't like any of the other posts, and then just fucked off my Instagram. So I guess I just want to like say it's at Alfred Innit, INNIT. If you want to redeem yourself, you can go back and hit follow so you don't come across as a monster. But yeah, that's my life.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Let's do it. Alf, do you want to stick around?
Sure, why not?
Thank you to 7-Eleven was an inside job.
Christian side hugs so he can hug two people simultaneously.
Age.
Aggie.
Akoa's seen the world, gained some perspective. She's wiser, older, and better now.
Jesus.
Do not check in. She will fucking snap.
At this point, I can't even tell if Daddy chose Tuesdays or Tuesdays chose Daddy. It's just, well, me.
Austin's been feeling kind of down lately. No, but just sad. JK, I do hate my new apartment's tiny toilet, though.
Bob Buell asks, why did the ducks at the park try to bite the dog? Tune in next week for the punchline of this joke. Thanks.
Cam is Sposy. That's spooky and cozy because it's October, baby.
Carol Fisher.
Chuck.
Curvature's World Tour.
Dakota's a little easel weasel, which is to say, painter ainter, which is to say, Dakota doesn't paint.
Fancy Octopuses, according to a co, submissive and breedable.
Follow my cat on Instagram. You have to find the at yourself, though. No handouts, fucks.
Foot. Foot fetish Kim.
Gray beat Jeff to purchasing a home.
Jesus. Sorry. Happy Halloween. It's October. It's not.
I can't afford this anymore. This shit sucks, but you guys are great and have a great community. Stay golden. Show that ass.
I eat spaghetti and heat balls. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I'm happy John Lennon is dead.
I'm Riley Anspaugh. You ever heard of this new show, The Office? You know, John Krasinski's kind of a zaddy.
It's July, and you know what that means. Flag Day. Nope. Let's get flapping.
Jake Ullman.
James Warden. So it's James Corden, but he berates restaurants' wait staff. So I guess it's just James Corden.
James the Real Euler Wagner. Thanks for that one, Jeff.
Jeffrey Games. Jeff's evil but playful twin.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
Caleb forgot to change his name. Whoops.
Casper Bopasper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous says hi to Christina, who's now listened to every episode. New patron. Not a new patron. No, it's for real this.
Nolan Murphy's theme song was lit as hell. Unless it didn't get played on this episode, in which case I forget I said this story exists. Wait, sorry to break this. Was that Nolan's theme?
That was Nolan.
Oh my God. Thanks, Nolan. Sorry it took us this long to acknowledge that.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, Priest.
Puff Riley.
Raven Schmaven.
Review Ritu. So it's this podcast, but a sequel.
Riz George mispronounced the pun Bergman.
Scene is John Daniels just uses his normal name for Patreon. Oh, poo.
Smoking Time on Main Island is closed for the winter, and Jameson Ponty has to come up with funny original names now.
Smooth Pete and his jazz band that used to be popular but is now struggling to remain relevant and are mostly limited to making...
Or TJ Michael.
To any guests, don't... To any guests, don't do this pod. They won't pay... The fuckers won't pay you a dime. Signed, Daniel Rashid.
You think the cellar thing was dumb? Damien Kirk once sprint jumped face first into a chain link fence. It was not on purpose.
Thank you for subscribing at the highest tier. If you want Zardies, if you want Q&A live streams, if you just want to fuck around and find out, go find us on patreon.com/Riley and Jeff.
She's going to beat the shit out of you.
Fuck around and find out.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the show. Alf, thanks for coming on.
Hey, man, it's been an absolute, it's been a pleasure.
And a leisure.
And a treasure.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
Sheesh.
That was a HeadGum Original.